A new year and all the things that go with it. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The new year, 2020. A time to look forward, a time to reflect on the past, and an opportunity to evaluate where we're headed. One thing we do know is that 2019 net farm income topped 2018 with, and here's the caveat, help from the government. Yes, you did hear me correctly. 2019 U.S. net farm income ledger will show a rise from 2018
by $8.5 billion to a total of $92.5 billion.
That's about a 10% increase. But Agriculture Department Chief Economist Rob Johansson says that might be a little misleading. Actual cash taken in by farmers from sales fell below 2018 by over $4.5 billion or 1.2%. Now, farmers did get a little help from a 1.6% drop in production costs. But what took farm income over 2018 level was extra help from the government, such as the trade assistance payments, or the official title.
The market facilitation program added to roughly about $10 billion to 2019 income. And then we also had the wildfire, hurricane, and indemnity program, WIP.
Plus much higher crop insurance payments. Johansson says take all that away, and for 2019,
you actually saw a decline in farm income by about 6%.
USDA won't make a 2020 income projection until late February. Ag Information Network of the West.